You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and I have this podcast fittingly titled Anna Faris is Unqualified, where each week a different celebrity and I attempt to give relationship and dating advice. Recent co-hosts have included Matthew McConaughey.
You got somebody you care about. You lost track of them. Go find out.
Margaret Cho.
Vacation sex is always irresistible.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could make it all about them and not have to focus on my own problems.
And Seth Rogen. So if you're wondering what your favorite celebrity or I would do in your situation, just listen and subscribe to Anna Faris is Unqualified. Free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
There are many types of algae found in bodies of water around the world, and sometimes they experience spurts of growth called algal blooms, and the effects can be devastating. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The algae normally are in small numbers in the ocean and don't bother anybody. But occasionally conditions get right where the algae will go from a few cells per milliliter to thousands of cells per milliliter. And you can see this by the color of the water. Often it turns a reddish color. Under those conditions, the algae produce enough toxin that they can really become a nuisance and an economic disaster.
Ken Nielsen is a Wrigley professor in the Department of Earth and Biological Sciences at the University of Southern California.
That algal bloom will always crash because they run out of enough nutrients in that part of the ocean for a brief time. All the bacteria will eat the algae and use up all the oxygen, and then the fish either have to move out or they'll die from lack of oxygen. We don't really understand what causes an algal bloom, which nutrients will allow that to happen and how they build up and how you know that it's happening. What would be really valuable would be to have an early warning system so that you could see if something was going on, and if you knew what was causing it, then you could try to stop it. They happen usually near the shorelines, which makes us think that it's connected somehow with supply of nutrients, but they happen all over the world. We can see them off the coast of Africa. We can see them off the coast of India. Often we'll have an algal bloom right in Los Angeles Harbor.
One of the challenges facing researchers is that there may well be multiple causes for algal blooms. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.